I know one thing. I'm glad that it's you I'm doing this with. I can't imagine going through this mess with anybody else.
Is it a mess?
No, it's just a stress. Let's say it's a stress, not a mess. All right, are you ready?
What are we doing?
We're doing the last of the creepy songs.
Did you fall and hit your head?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You Texans, you drive me nuts.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
We are back. And I did apologize to John Wilkerson for using him to make Faith laugh on the last show.
Oh, please. He's willing to throw himself under the bus to get a good laugh.
He said, of course you know this means war.
Of course it does. I knew when it was happening, you know, the payback was going to be... What are you doing? And you talk to me about messing with my mic?
Well, there's something on the microphone.
Well, you don't have to scratch it now.
Like I sneezed on it or something.
Ew. Is that why they always called you Booger?
I don't know what that is. They didn't call me Booger. They called Carrie Booger.
Oh.
And it wasn't them. It was me. I called Carrie Booger.
Oh, okay.
We got permission to call my godson Booger. That's really cool.
You can't call him Benji.
You can't call him Benji, but I can call him Booger.
But you can call him Booger.
That's the kind of principles we're dealing with here. All right. Yes. All right. Well, here we go. Okay.
The last of the creepy songs.
Yes, that's right. The last of the creepy songs. We are very excited to be throwing the pool party.
Yes, we are.
Please come and join us for the wonderful pool party.
After the creepy songs, we'll all have to take a day and have therapy before we have the pool party. Because I just worry about some of you. I just worry a little bit.
She does.
I'm concerned a little bit.
She's been actually praying for y'all.
Just a little concerned.
She's been praying for you. All right. So
y'all just Googled, like went out and went, Googled creepy songs, and you found these songs, you know, and just made, you know, a list, then I'm not so worried. However.
Yes.
If these were songs that were part of your life, which you actually listened to, and then one day thought, that's kind of creepy. I'm going to put that on this list. Then I'm concerned.
Then he's concerned. She's concerned.
I'm just a little concerned.
But, you know. That's sometimes that's the way it has to be.
I guess so. So who's first on the list?
Well, first on the list is Groove Shark, which is stuck. Uh-oh. There we go. Oh, it just popped up.
Poor Groove Shark.
Yes, this is Jim from
Groove
Cleveland.
Groove Turtle.
Jim from Cleveland.
Okay.
No, brother.
Oh, but we don't get to hear Jim from Cleveland because Groove Turtle is not working well.
Not cooperating.
Groove Slug.
It's a very peaceful shark.
A slug?
His voice is a little creepy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Beautiful, name of the song,
mm-hmm.
by Echoing Green.
Okay, never heard of him.
Yep. All right, so there you go. They get a good, nice feel for that song. It's kind of a dancey track, but kind of a, you know, DaPeachy Mode kind of thing. You know, it's kind of like a DaPeachy Commode thing.
Yeah.
Kind of. So, yeah, I can see the creepiness in there.
Mm-hmm.
This one's by the Planet Shakers.
Another one I've never heard of.
It's called Cry Holy.
Mystery in the pages of history of a man who bled and died for me. He's more than a story.
Why is this creepy?
I don't know.
He's the one who hung upon a tree. His crimson flow poured out for me. He gave his life to set me free. And I fall down. I fall down. And I fall down on cry holy is
okay, I'm sorry, Jim. I like this song. That was very
maybe
good.
Maybe he likes it too, but
it just creeps him out. For some reason, those girls maybe the girls or
the it's just kind of the sound. Maybe
I don't know. That's very interesting. This is Breakdown by Reliant K from the VeggieTales.
For a car. 1 mile to go, but I can't push it that far. I think I've had enough. I think I'm giving up.
So the Reliant K did the music for this?
Apparently.
To buy a new guitar. Then I got ripped off by the guy who fixed my car. I think I've had enough. I think I'm giving up. Again, life threw me a curve, and it blew up right in my face. Once again, life traveled.
Oh, this is a Reliant K song sung by the VeggieTales.
Oh.
There we go.
Right in my face. Once again, life rattled my nerve. Don't just see that I'm stuck in this place. All because you're giving me a breakdown.
It's not creepy when the VeggieTales sing it.
Could be. Oh, that cheeseburger song is, though. What is that
cheeseburger
song?
Cheeseburger.
I love my cheeseburger.
My cheeseburger. My yummy cheeseburger.
That song's creepy. let's see here. No. Oh, yeah, it's his cheeseburger.
Oh, his cheeseburger.
I'll show you what I'm talking about here.
It's time for Love Songs with Mr. Lunt, the part of the show where Mr. Lunt comes out and sings a love song.
He said to her, I'd like a cheeseburger, and I might like a milkshake as well. She said to him, I can't give you either, and he said, isn't this Burger Bell?
Burger Bell.
She said, yes, it is, but we're closed now. But we open tomorrow at 10. He said, I am it.
All right, we got to pause the show for a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello.
Is it possible for the house to be shown tomorrow?
Where were we?
And we're back. We were listening to his cheeseburger.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we're done with that. Okay.
His cheeseburger.
So those are some great songs there from Jim from Cleveland. Thank you very much. Actually, you turned me on to a very good song there. So
yeah. Thank you for that.
I don't think it's creepy at all. This is from, or these songs are from, Colleen Lanigan.
I look out. My mother said, to me one day, my little tater tot. We're going to the circus, whether you like it or not.
I'm sorry, when did you hear this on the radio that it creeped you out?
Oh my goodness, you had to look for this song.
What? Okay.
I told her she could take a hike. She kicked me in the rear. I said, all right, I'll go, but let me just make one thing clear. Don't send in the clowns. Don't send in the clowns. Don't send in.
If you could see the look on Faith's face, she's very confused at this point. She's very confused.
The clowns, they always bring me down. Hey, so.
It sounds like you're pretty down to begin with.
There's a tater tot. And
my
clowns.
Mother dragged me to
kicking
the
someone in the butt
on that day.
I can't. I gotta stop the madness.
This is Don't Send in the Clowns by Brack. From the album Musical Barbecue.
Oh, man.
She bought me cotton candy, which I quickly threw away. There were.
What kind of communist are you?
Throw cotton candy.
Rabats.
I'm with you on the monkey. I'm with you on the clowns.
In a dress. The elephant made quite a stink. It was okay, I guess. But then came the clowns. Oh, no, not the clowns. Don't send in those clowns. Anything but them. Don't send in the clowns.
And oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Colleen, for sharing that wonderful piece of artistry with us. We will be eternally, eternally grateful.
Puppies.
It's worse.
Dead puppies.
Dead puppies
aren't much fun.
No, they're not. This is from Dr. Demento. Surprise, surprise.
Come when you call.
No, they don't.
They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall.
Oh, okay. You just are a terrible housekeeper, sir. He left the dog rotting in the hall. Brad doesn't even allow dogs to sit on his couch, let alone rot in the hall.
I don't prefer dogs in my house.
No, period. No, him and our friend have this long argument about...
I won't even let my friend's dog sit on her couch.
It's not even his dog or his couch or his house.
But it's a nice couch.
Yeah.
All dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no.
They don't pee on your rug, though.
That's true.
Oh, Mom says puppies' days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
So now they have to eat the dog?
The rotting dog that's in the hall. This is only verse one.
Well, you can't play anymore. That's enough. I am going to wake up in the middle of the night singing this song. Thanks a lot. Save this for Christy. She'll like that.
Come on, everybody out there. Sing along. Okay?
Sing along.
Dead puppies.
Hi, kids. Welcome to the Uncle Bobo Show. Are you ready to sing? Come on, let's go.
Billy and his family went on a holiday. They went down to Florida to laugh and dance and play. Bill went in for a swim, he didn't see the harm. But when he came back out again, he was short and arm, cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went.
Where do you find these songs? Thank you, Colleen!
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives. Down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Did he say passing the time by ending children's lives?
Yes!
Okay, that's enough of that. No, no. It doesn't matter how happy it sounds. No, no.
But Billy missed the pass because his arm was unattached.
Mm-hmm.
The ball flew past his shoulder and it rolled into the swamp. When he went wading after it, his leg became a stump. Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp.
Apparently he's stupid because he didn't learn the first time.
This song's like 10 minutes long.
Oh, good Lord. No, oh, no, no. Chomp. That's enough. Stop.
What kind of sick children's songs are these? It's like the stewed veggie tails.
What happened to the Itsy Bitsy spider?
Yeah,
went up the water.
The Itsy Bitsy spider turned out to be a black widow.
Puppies aren't much fun.
We're gonna go back to that.
Oh my goodness. You people are sick and wrong. Sick and wrong.
That's what I said. Did I not open the show with Disturbed?
Okay, by the way, okay, so this is from Scott Cirrhosis, which he says I'm pronouncing his name wrong.
Okay, how do you post cirrhosis? Isn't that a disease?
But I thought
cirrhosis of the liver.
I thought for this particular series of songs that
it
fit.
It was perfect.
Yeah, that it was particularly good. So,
how do you pronounce cirrhosis? Cirrhosis? Cirrhosis?
I don't know. Yeah,
cirrhosis.
Scott from Media PA. That's what he said to say. We all know this one.
Yes.
My child arrived just the other day.
Why is this creepy? The Cats in the Cradle is not creepy. It's overplayed.
I can understand how it creeps you out. I can understand how it creeps you out. Because it's like... Because it happened because he...
Because it's disturbing because he turned into his father.
Yes.
Okay. I would think. Okay. We know the song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It was on my overplayed list for a reason.
It was on your overplayed
list. Yeah, it was.
Was it really?
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees.
Speaking of dead puppies.
Of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die.
Lovely.
When all the birds are singing in the sky.
Did I mention I'm glad this is over?
Now that the spring is in the air.
So, for the most part...
And that I need therapy?
For the most part, the whole creepy song thing wasn't as much fun as we originally thought.
No, no.
We had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me.
It's a Vietnam song.
I know.
Black sheep.
Can we keep going, please?
Goodbye, my friends, it's hard to die. Well, there you have it.
Oh, that's it?
Friends and neighbors, all of my creepy songs say they have been played. All of them are marked. All of them have been played. So, I really appreciate everyone sending in their songs to creep us out.
Really? You do?
And I'm really thankful to the Lord that he brought us through this and now that it is done.
Mm-hmm.
I am very excited. For the pool party!
Yay, pool parties!
Come on, let's go!
Billy and his family went...
Wait, what happened?
What happened to the dead puppy song?
I was singing the dead puppy song and it just jumped.
Oh, maybe. It's just wrong.
All right, so...
Puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for playing along. I hope we didn't lose too many listeners during the creepy part of this show. We're going to try to record. We've talked about this. We're going to try to record 3 times a week. However, we have
a lot.
of things going on in our life right now, which we can't talk about. It's all good stuff, but it's just busy stuff. I mean, we are really overwhelmed at the moment. And it's positive. You know, there's nothing scary. Just school starting and just a lot of stuff. And please, you know, just be patient with us. Dave! Look at me. Look at me in the eye, Dave. In the eye. You need to just chill. Okay.
No taps.
We're doing the best we can. You're just going to have to live with that for a little
He's
while.
He's just showing his love.
I know.
He's just love.
So, yeah. So if we're going to try to do 3 days a week for now, and but be patient with this. We will. We are not quitting. Our pod's fading. We are just overwhelmed. So, thank you all for being with us. And vials
con Dios.
Puppies aren't much fun. Come on, everybody out there, sing along, okay? Yeah.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.